InfoWars.com studios. It's the real news with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, September 28th, 2018, the day after one of the most shameful displays of a shameful city. It's pathetic what's going on in Washington. But it is entertaining. I mean, they're getting to the bottom of this, folks. We had a senator seriously questioning Brett Kavanaugh about comments made in a high school yearbook about farting. Yes, they are getting to the bottom of this, and this is very serious, and we have to get everybody hating everybody else. Republicans, Democrats hating each other, men and women hating each other, white and black hating each other. That's the bottom line, isn't it? Isn't that what the Democrat Party is about? Just coming in and mixing everything, and they're doing a really good job of it. Really good job of it. Before we get into that, we're going to begin the show with that in the next segment. This is interesting. We have Elon Musk being sued by the SEC for his comments they made on Twitter, saying it's virtually certain that they had a buyer at $420. The SEC has filed a formal lawsuit, and evidently what he did was he took the price, the current share price, he added 20%, that came up to $419, and then since he likes pot, and his girlfriend likes pot, as we saw the Joe Rogan show, he rounded it up to 420. Now, he thought that was funny, but actually, there were a lot of people who bought into that. People buy and sell based on statements made by the directors and the CEOs of companies. And he made fraudulent, misleading statements that caused a lot of people to lose money. And the SEC said that that's not funny. As a matter of fact, what they're saying is they're seeking an order to bar him from serving as an officer or director of a public company. That would be any public company. Throwing him out of not only Tesla, but of any public company. I don't know if SpaceX is publicly traded or Gigabattery, whatever. The SEC said, in fact and in truth, Musk had not even discussed, much less confirmed, key deal terms, including price, with any potential funding source. His statements regarding specific terms of transaction take Tesla private created the misleading impression that these terms had been decided upon, when in fact they had not even been investigated or determined to be possible. Finally, they said, as a result of Musk's false and misleading statements and material omissions, investors who purchased Tesla stock in the period after the false and misleading statements, but before accurate information was made known to the market, were harmed. That's right, it is a serious issue. Even more bad news is on the way for the electric car makers who have been able to survive based on subsidies. This is about to dry up, reports The Hill. Electric car manufacturers are only allowed to offer federal tax breaks on their first 200,000 vehicles sold under a law passed back in 2009 under the Obama administration. Many are now hitting that cap, including Tesla. And if you remember, Tesla has sued Ontario because they stopped it. And this is something that large corporations can do under NAFTA and these partnerships with government. They're treated equal to government, and if they have projections that the governments make changes, then they can sue them if it affects their profit. And the amazing thing about this is the fact that Democrats are saying it's crazy that we might allow the electric vehicle tax credit to run out just as the American electric vehicle market is starting to gain a foothold. Well, if it's starting to gain a foothold, then why do they need to be incentivized? And why would we incentivize this anyway? Nobody but the Democrats want to do this. We've got the Electric Cars Act now being pushed by four Democrats, two of them who want to run for president in 2020, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. No Republicans have signed on to these two bills in the House or the Senate. As a matter of fact, they said exactly what the problem is. We've got Pat Toomey saying the government shouldn't be interfering in people's choices of vehicles based on merits. It shouldn't be subsidizing one category of products at the expense of others. In other words, you can buy a non-electric car, but it'll just bankrupt you with all the things that we put on there. And as Bill Cassidy, Republican of Louisiana, said, I'm okay with electric cars, but I don't think somebody who can afford to pay cash for a $100,000 car should be subsidized by somebody who has to borrow money to even try to get a $30,000 car. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and follow your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes,
I thought what they did to Avenal was despicable. I feel sorry for that before. These people can yell all they want to. Doesn't matter. I believe him. Raspy, do I believe him? Absolutely, I believe him. I think she was abused by the process. I think the allegations by Mr. Avenatti and people like that are despicable. And it's all about power. It's all about delaying. It's all about delaying the hearing to keep the seat open. It's not about the truth.
That's right. It's not about the truth. It's all about power. And we had flowers given to her. We'll talk about how they handle this with kid gloves for Ford. Go ahead and kill that music there. They handle this with kid gloves. But we had flowers for her, and we spent lots of hours in testimony back and forth. But they're still not satisfied. As you heard the pussy hats screaming at Lindsey Graham going down the hall. Christine Ford was a pussy hat. But it's also, pussycat also works as well, because her lawyer is named Katz. And we've seen pictures of her lawyer with Hillary Clinton. Her lawyer was the lawyer for Ramirez, accuser number two, who was a no-show. She didn't want to show up. She said, hey, just read Ronan Farrow's article, which even the New York Times said was not credible. So, yeah, this is what's behind it. I think it was pretty much summed up. It's a satire, folks. It was summed up by the Babylon Bee, a satire site, said success after a full day of hearings and lots of hours with a pussycat. Everyone believes exactly what they already believed about Kavanaugh. After hours upon hours of testimony, questioning, and monologues by presidential hopefuls, every single person in the country still believes exactly what he or she already believed about Brett Kavanaugh going into the hearings. Everybody tuned in the hearings in order to reinforce their viewpoints, not to be swayed by a single piece of evidence going the opposite direction. We accomplished exactly what we wanted to here, said Dianne Feinstein. Of course, this is a satire. Everybody is more divided than ever before, and the levels of hatred are at an all-time high. That is the point. And folks, that may be satire from the Babylon Bee, but it is the reality that we live in. We are, or should be, the laughing stock of the world. On my way into work this morning, I'm flipping around early morning, listening to the BBC News at the top of the hour, and they're talking about this instead of, what's happening in Nairobi, which is what they typically do. That kind of esoteric post-empire gossip that they typically cover. No, they're talking about this. This nonsense. And let's play video clip number 8, because this is how absurd it really was.
If it's buffed or boofed. How do you pronounce that?
That refers to flatulence. We were 16.
Okay. And so when your friend Mark Judge put the same thing in his yearbook page back to you, he had the same meaning. It was flatulence.
I don't know what he did, but that's my recollection. We want to talk about flatulence at age 16 on a yearbook page. I'm game.
Yeah, you want to talk about flatulence jokes? When I was 16, something that was on a yearbook page? All right, we'll do that. Let's spend hours talking about that with the Democrat senators.
This is not even a good joke. You know, they're going to get to the bottom of this and all those fart comments and the 16-year-olds were making in their yearbooks at the time. Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah called the hearing a national disgrace. He was being kind. John Cornyn said it was the most embarrassing scandal for the U.S. Senate since the McCarthy hearings. Lindsey Graham said it was the most despicable thing he has seen in politics. And we got a lot of comments from Lindsey Graham. He went ballistic on these people. But then, of course, Kirsten Gillibrand was not satisfied. She thought it was unfair. Unfair to Chrissy Ford. You know, we can't ever be fair enough to the pussy hats. She had a female prosecutor question her on the details. Can you imagine that? How audacious that she would be questioned on the detail. She is to be believed. You don't ever question a woman about it. Women never lie. Unless, of course, they're Republican women or conservative women. They don't deserve to be heard. You know, it's kind of interesting. The Democrats, when they talk about equality, right, they don't really know what they're talking about. They always demand equality of results, not equality of opportunity. And those two things are mutually exclusive. Because if you're going to mandate equality of results and you don't have an equality of opportunity. The other thing is when it comes to all of this Me Too movement, she deserves to be believed. She must be believed. Well, no, she deserves to be heard. But then she has to make her point. She doesn't deserve to be believed. She deserves to be heard. She has to earn the credibility. Because if you don't have to earn the credibility, if any accuser, and this is the problem with the Me Too movement, if any accuser is immediately put on a pedestal and believed in, you cannot question anything that they did, can't question the details, because that's basically what Gillibrand is saying here, can't question the details. Well, then that means that there is no presumption of innocence. And that's true. There is no presumption of innocence. We even had Chuck Schumer say that. There's no presumption of innocence. And this is only 9-10 months. It was December 2017, December of last year. And we're at the end of September here. So it's only been 9 months, maybe 10 months, since Chuck Schumer had false allegations made against him as part of the Me Too movement. And he was furious about that. And he said, we are going to use the full extent of the law to prosecute these people who made false charges against me. But then he participates in this and says there is no presumption of innocence. And folks, one of the big issues coming out of this is if Kavanaugh is confirmed, and they're going to have the vote today, later today, if he is confirmed, I hope that he understands the importance of due process, of search warrants, of the presumption of innocence, and all of the other things that we have in our society and in our system of law, not because somebody just arbitrarily decided to give them to us, but because people had suffered under this in the past. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to Ryan Bundy yesterday, because I think it's a good thing for somebody who has felt the scourge, the persecution, the whip of government, to not bow down to that, but to stand up to it. People who stand up to that, people who have put things at risk and have been attacked unfairly, unjustly, persecuted by the government as the Bundys were, they understand why you have to have these safeguards for our individual liberty. They have seen the overreach of the government. They understand why we need to have sovereignty at the state level, at the local level, why we need to have a balance of power at the various levels of government rather than this top-down pyramid structure of power and usurpation that is being forced down our throats. And so in a small way, if he does become justice, I think this will make him a slightly better justice. I don't really have a dog in this fight other than the fact that I don't want to have any Democrats pick these Supreme Court justices, because they will be very proactive in terms of taking away our freedoms, in terms of usurping new authority over our lives. And we have seen the judge, the Republican-appointed judge, the Reagan-appointed judge that he replaced, Anthony Kennedy, has gone along with the activist, statist judges on the Supreme Court in the past many times to intrude into our lives, to make rulings on areas that they have absolutely no authority, that the federal government has no authority, let alone the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is not there to make law. And we have a Ninth and Tenth Amendment that they all swear to uphold. And so I'm very concerned about Kavanaugh, quite frankly. I'll defend him because he is an innocent man in this particular situation. I don't like the way this whole thing has shaken out. I'm not happy with him as a judge. I don't think that he stands up for our individual liberties anywhere near as much as he should. And of course, he is an insider. It's one of the reasons why they have defended him so vociferously when they threw Roy Moore under the bus for exactly the same kind of stuff. He's tied in with the Bushes, with all these other people. So, but we'll talk about this process and what it has done to our country.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this, from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get into the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural production, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at what happened yesterday, but before we do, real quickly, this is context. And we're talking about the inane questions, the outright manipulation and hatred. And we've got an amazing clip from Stephen Colbert, something that he said last night that really underscores the vitriol, the hatred, and how even Ford is being used by these politicians. And Lindsey Graham got to the meat of that in his angry comments directed at Feinstein. We're going to play all of that for you, but I want to give you one piece of news to just show how irrelevant this nonsense, this show trial, this soap opera is to our real lives. We just had the DEA take CBD, cannabidiol oil, off of Schedule 1 drugs with the approval of the FDA. Now, think about this. A Schedule 1 drug says that there is no medical use whatsoever, that it is highly dangerous, highly addicted. And we've got marijuana on as a Schedule 1 drug. And they put CBD on there, even though CBD doesn't have any psychoactive effect. It absolutely does nothing to your mind. And it is very effective in terms of health issues. And why is this being done? It's being done because a wealthy pharmaceutical corporation has come up with a product that they want to sell. So the FDA says, we have approved that. And then the FDA goes to their buddies, the DEA, and says, we want you to decriminalize that. And so they changed it from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 5 so that you can write a prescription for this. Folks, all of these schedules, as I've said before, were created by the United Nations. They were the ones who started the war on drugs. And they created all of these five schedules, and they put the drugs in the various schedules, actually the four schedules. They were the ones they were concerned about, that as a Schedule 5, Schedule 4, 1 through 4, addictive drugs and so forth. Five is just anything that you've got to get a prescription for. So the UN was not involved in that. But they had the four schedules of drugs in 1961. It was 1971, 10 years later, that Richard Nixon did exactly what the UN wanted to do, and he called it the war on drugs. It has been a war of drugs, and it has been committed against our people. You won't hear anything about this in the Supreme Court hearing. Do you think you ought to have some questions asked about that? No, no, no. We're all asking about who said this and who did that in their high school parties, for which she can't remember any details consistently, for which she has no witnesses who back up anything that she has to say. And to underscore the hypocrisy, Juanita Broderick was there. Said, I wanted to get here and look at these hypocrite Democrats in the eye who had absolutely no interest in hearing my charges or the other women, the multiple accusations of violent rape and sexual assault by Bill Clinton. Didn't want to hear it. Wouldn't even consider it. She didn't deserve to be heard or believed. Didn't have her chance to put her case out there at all. And so we have this situation. Again, I'll underscore this. There's in marijuana plants, there's CBD and there is THC. And you can adjust those by selective breeding so that you have virtually no THC in some of these plants. And again, they've done the same thing for hemp, even though there isn't any THC in hemp. And it can be used for textiles. It can be used for ropes. It can be used for all these different things. It can be, you can buy the products, even health supplements to sprinkles that you can put on your salad or whatever. But, you can't grow that here. Got to have special permission from the federal government to grow this stuff. That's why you got Rand Paul and Mitch McConnell and say, hey, we could grow a lot of this stuff in the bluegrass state. Let's take the prohibitions off of this instead of us buying everything from Canada. Because it's legal to use it. It's legal to ship it and so forth for the hemp. And now they're starting to do that with CBD. The psychoactive component is THC. This is the insanity. See, the insanity of our government goes far beyond this stupid show trial that they put on yesterday. And as I point out, this came 3 months after the FDA approved Epidiolex, a CBD preparation for rare types of epilepsy that's made from cannabis grown in the United Kingdom. We don't need to pay for that. You can buy this much more cheaply from your neighbor or grow it in your yard if they would let you do it. They're going to charge $32,500 a year, this British pharmaceutical company, for you to treat your epilepsy with this. We know that it's effective for epilepsy. As a matter of fact, you got a lot of kids who have been damaged by vaccines, who have uncontrollable tremors and epilepsy. Even in Texas, where they don't recognize medical marijuana, they recognize that as a special case. Because the only thing that works is marijuana to treat it. But we got to pretend that it doesn't have any medical uses. That's why it's a Schedule One. And now they said the only good news about this is by taking it off of Schedule One, now they can start to do some medical research that they will respect for humans. But this is about the money. They're going to do this because these pharmaceutical companies have turned the corner on this. You got John Boehner, who said he was unalterably opposed. But now he's seen the green. Not the green that they're growing, but he's seen the green, the money that is growing on all of this. And just real quickly, again, it does not get you high. It is non-psychoactive. You can have a wide range of medical benefits with this. Let me just read you some of the things that CBD helps. Reduces nausea and vomiting. It suppresses seizure activity. It combats psychosis disorders. It combats inflammatory disorders. It combats neurodegenerative disorders. It combats tumor and cancer cells. It combats anxiety and depression disorders. It combats pain and pain-related disorders. But you're not allowed to have it. Why? Because the UN said so. And conservatives who want to keep people off of hallucinogenic drugs are too stupid or disinterested to understand that this medical miracle, natural product, doesn't have any psychoactive component to it. And even if it did, your war on drugs hasn't worked for 47 years. It's only made things worse. So we have all these different issues. I'm not going to go into all the details of it. I'll just say this about Schedule I drugs, just to underscore this. Schedule I drugs, and you've had some Republican congressmen even questioning the Trump administration drug bureaucrat as to why this is not happening. Why is marijuana a Schedule I drug classed in with LSD and MDMA? And heroin. Why is it there? It doesn't belong there. It's got medical use. So, first of all, it shouldn't be in a Schedule I drug. Schedule II drugs are things with high potential for abuse, although not as bad as Schedule I. Now, remember, marijuana is a Schedule I drug. Here's some of the Schedule II drugs that are not as bad as marijuana, according to our federal government. Things like OxyContin. Oh, yeah, right. Fentanyl. Those are Schedule IIs. We have an epidemic. We got people dying all over this country. And you know what? They wouldn't have gotten addicted to that stuff if they had had the pain medication from CBD or marijuana. And even if they are addicted, that can get them off of their addiction. So OxyContin, fentanyl, meth, Schedule II. That's not as dangerous as marijuana, they want to tell us. Cocaine. It's absolutely insane and criminal. And, of course, what's going to happen to you? Just your first offense. You can get up to a year in jail or a fine of $5,000 if you want to use medicine in this country. And, of course, you can have other consequences. You can get fired from your job. You can have your children stolen from you by CPS because there's no due process or presumption of innocence for all of us, the hoi poi, the proletariat, not like there is for an establishment Republican. But we'll talk about this absurdity when we come back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
All right, so let's get back to this circus on Capitol Hill yesterday. As it was underway, we had GOP senators getting doxxed. Several Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee had their home addresses and phone numbers released to the public on their Wikipedia pages. You know, because Wikipedia is such a trustworthy source. And, you know, they have this community that is able to go in there and edit. And this is a good example of how responsible these people are. And of course, these people who are editing and producing Wikipedia, which is being used, by the way, as a fact-checking site, and Google, when you talk about climate change and you dispute their quote-unquote science that they don't want to release the data for, or you point out that the models haven't worked or whatever, whenever you do anything that criticizes their climate change agenda, and again, I'll repeat the fact that you had Cuomo saying, hey, all these people are moving from New York because they want a warmer climate. I was like, okay, so you're obviously not worried about global warming, and the people who are moving to Florida aren't worried about it going underwater. But if you push back against this climate change nonsense, then Google will put up a disclaimer on your video. And that disclaimer will come from that truthful fact-checking site, Wikipedia, who just had their editors dox Republican senators during the hearing. Mike Lee, Orrin Hatch, Lindsey Graham all had their information put up on Wikipedia by the Wikipedia editors. The wife of Mrs. Hatch has been receiving calls nonstop on her birthday, they said yesterday, as their home address was made public. So there you go. There you go. Another example of the tactics and the collusion of the left, from Google to Wikipedia, the hatred and the tactics of these people. Just unbelievable anymore. Juanita Broderick showed up. She wanted to dox the Democrats. And she said, I wanted to look them in the eye, these Democrat hypocrites in the eye. Let me play for you what she had to say with Laura Ingraham yesterday.
Oh, it makes me go back to 1999 when Dianne Feinstein, along with every other Democrat, refused to read my deposition to the independent counsel. They wouldn't have nothing to do with it. That just shows you the difference in the double standard that existed back then and still does today. I think this is astonishing that they can do this to Mr. Kavanaugh.
Well, if your allegations should have been taken more seriously, why shouldn't this woman's allegations be taken seriously as well? I mean, the process notwithstanding, should her word not be respected? Just because it was yours wasn't respected years ago, why not respect her word and at least give her a chance to be heard?
Oh, I think that she should be heard, but I still have so many reservations about her comments. I can't imagine a young girl going through what Ms. Ford said she went through and not tell anyone. You know, what I went through was horrific.
Yeah, we're going to talk about
that. And of course, the lady that found me was the first one that I told. But I told four other people. Mm-hmm. That's just something that I can't imagine that you can keep to yourself and not share with one of your closest friends.
That's what my wife said.
A lot of people who have been victims of sexual abuse or serious harassment say every story is different. There were a number of women who called into my radio show today, Juanita, who had actually been victims of rape and other sexual assault. This is a montage of what some of them said.
When I was 19, I was sexually abused. I know I've never forgotten the situation, and I cannot believe that this woman suddenly remembered now.
I was raped 40 years ago, and I'm absolutely furious, and I know that this is a last-minute ploy again by the left.
Having background myself of being a rape victim, you do not go about this the way this is coming out. This is for attention. And that does a horrible service to people that have actually had everything taken from them. I used to
absolutely
be a Democratic.
Right.
I will never vote Democratic again.
Juanita, quick response.
Oh, yeah, it's I still just can't imagine it. People say, why didn't you go to the police, Juanita? Why didn't you do something? Bill Clinton was the police. I had no one to go to. It's like when Eric Schneiderman's victims came forward and said, you know, when he was the Attorney General of New York, what do you do when your sexual abuser is at the highest law enforcement officer in your state? What do you do?
Absolutely right. What do you do? You're going to complain to the Attorney General about this? He's above everybody else. And the comments that Juanita Broderick said, I immediately told people that this had happened. That's one of my big questions, one of the big questions of my wife as we looked at this. And her response and what she said about what happened immediately afterward, the fact that how she got home, nobody that she talked to, the person driving her home, because she said she had to be driven home. The response and the interaction that she had with the at the Safeway with a judge who she said was there. All of that we're going to take a look at later on. But Juanita Broderick also went on with Daily Caller. She said that she wanted to look Schumer, Durbin, Feinstein in the eye, and she wanted to ask for an apology from them because it's a double standard. She said, I have 20 times more evidence for my rape by Bill Clinton than Dr. Ford has against Kavanaugh. Democrats turned their back on me, said Juanita Broderick. They refused to read my testimony or to acknowledge me in 1999 when I went public with my story. The Democrats turned their back on me. She said this mantra that all women deserve to be believed doesn't apply to her. She said all women are to be believed if they're not conservatives. And as long as the assault was not done by Democrats. And as I point out, remember, it was December of last year that Chuck Schumer and this Me Too frenzy at the time was caught up with some false allegations. But of course, he was to be believed because he's a Democrat. And he was to be given due process because he's a Democrat. He was to have the presumption of innocence because Chuck Schumer was a Democrat. But he doesn't afford any of that to anyone else because of political issues. And then she went on to say one more thing also about Keith Ellison. Broderick said, Juanita Broderick said, Ellison is leading the Democrat Party right now. Actually, he's number two. He's a deputy DNC chair. He should be kicked out of office. Karen Monahan has 10 times the evidence that Dr. Ford does. Where is her hearing? And, of course, you have the newspaper there in Minnesota is having to sue to even get information about Keith Ellison's alleged abuse. They're not having hearings there. The women are not being heard there. This is the double standard. This is the hypocrisy. And this is what Lindsey Graham exploded over. Let's play the clip of Lindsey Graham as he goes off on Dianne Feinstein.
Night, the day you were nominated to the Supreme Court by President Trump, Senator Schumer said, 23 minutes after your nomination, I will oppose Judge Kavanaugh's nomination with everything I have. I have a bipartisan, and I hope a bipartisan majority will do the same. The stakes are simply too high for anything less. Well, if you weren't aware of it, you are now. Did you meet with Senator Dianne Feinstein on August 20th?
I did meet with Senator Feinstein.
Did you know that her staff had already recommended a lawyer to Dr. Ford?
I did not know that.
Did you know that her and her staff had this allegations for over 20 days?
I did not know that at the time.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that, not me. You've got nothing to apologize for. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said hello, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy. Are you a gang rapist?
No.
All right, that's Lindsey Graham, man. He was on fire, and every word that he had to say was absolutely true. I can't believe I'm agreeing with Lindsey Graham. I'm all... But, folks, there is a process here that really does matter, and that transcends their partisan politics. Stay with us. Be right back. I'm David Knight.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Lindsey Graham was on fire, and as I said before, I agreed with every word that he had to say. I don't agree with Lindsey Graham on most things. I don't like his neocon orientation. I don't like his regime change. I don't like him standing with John McCain and all that McCainery of arming ISIS and so forth. But occasionally he says the right thing, just like Ron Wyden did when Ron Wyden exposed the lies of James Clapper, got him to lie under oath. Of course, they never did anything about that. They never came after Clapper for committing perjury. They never came after Clapper, the NSA, for violating the Constitution and spying on American citizens. But it was important to expose that. And, of course, it's important for Lindsey Graham to expose the fraud of this process and what it's going to result in. And so good for him. I'm glad he did it. And, again, I don't agree with Ron Wyden on anything except what he – I've never agreed with him on anything before since except what he did regarding what we eventually saw with the Snowden documents, but to show that James Clapper was a liar. Good for him for doing that. And I've played that clip over many times, and I'm sure I'll play this Lindsey Graham clip many times as well, because he was on fire and he was absolutely right. And he's got more to say, and we're going to let him say it. Right after this plug here, because, folks, we need your support. We need you to support your health and to support this program and to support InfoWars. We're under attack. They don't want us telling you what's going on. And, you know, we've talked about this many times, what's happening. Let me just tell you about some of the sales that you can find at InfoWarsStore.com. For the listeners of this program, we have a special sale. You can use the coupon code REALNEWS to get 15% off the ProPure King water filtration system. That's the large one. I've told you many times how you need to be preparing in advance to clean your water. You never know when contaminants are going to get in. Don't wait until after the fact, because there can be a great deal of damage once the government finally gets around to letting you know that there's toxic chemicals in your water. They may be even the ones putting it in there. But, you know, they've got better things to do, like these show trials. So they can't really do the things that you think they're going to do, which is to protect you. You've got to protect yourself. And one of the ways that you need to do that is to make sure that you have clean water. So you can save 15% off the large gravity feed ProPure King water filtration system at InfoWarsStore.com. Just type in the code Real News at checkout. I'll tell you a couple other items that we have on sale. We have BrainForce Plus, my favorite supplement. We heard Chrissy Ford yesterday saying that the details were indelibly etched into her hippocampus. Well, if you want to have that happen to you, you can take BrainForce because that's what it is good for. It will help you to focus, and it will fine-tune all those details in your mind, and you'll probably be even more spot-on than Chrissy Ford was because she's having a great deal of difficulty remembering those details, as we'll show you later in the program. But you can get that for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, and get the same effect that you would with a B12 injection, but you don't have to have the shot. You just put it under your tongue, tastes great, and get the same effect with that vitamin B12. Secret 12, 40% off. Finally, we have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, our final run, 25% off while supplies last. Check out these products at InfoWarsStore.com. There are other sales there. I'm not going to go through the entire litany. Let's go back to Lindsey Graham, and I want to play what he had to say about power. And then I'm going to play for you a clip from Colbert that illustrates the corruption and the motives behind this whole thing. This is not about getting justice for a girl for what happened to her in high school 35 years ago. It's not about that at all, folks. Lindsey Graham got it exactly right, and I'm going to prove it to you what Stephen Colbert said last night on his late night, quote-unquote, comedy show. First, Lindsey Graham.
I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham, that you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None. She's as much of a victim as you are. God, I hate to say it because these have been my friends. But let me tell you, when it comes to this, you're looking for a fair process. You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend.
Absolutely. Yeah, you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. And unfortunately, President Trump doesn't have a dog. He doesn't have a friend in Washington. He has Stephen Colbert attacking him. Do you remember when the comedians used to be funny on late night? Remember Johnny Carson? Remember Jay Leno? Even David Letterman in the early days, the beginning of his career, he was funny. But now we've got people like Stephen Colbert. These guys are nothing but partisan hacks and propagandists. They have become the court jesters of the Democrat Party. Here's Stephen Colbert to underscore what Lindsey Graham just said. All they want is power. This isn't about protecting Ford. They don't care about that at all. Here's Stephen Colbert to prove it to you in his own words.
Perhaps the Kavanaugh quote that sticks with me is his passionate condemnation of the hearing and its repercussions.
You sowed the wind. For decades to come, I fear that the whole country will reap the whirlwind.
You really need a better weatherman. Because, let me tell you, brother, this is the whirlwind. And the wind was sown when Donald Trump had 19 credible allegations of sexual assault against him, bragged about sexual assault on tape, and your Republican buddies up on that committee said, yeah, but we want our guy on the Supreme Court. And that's you, Brett. That doesn't mean you're guilty, but please save your indignation that finally someone is taking one woman's accusation of sexual assault seriously.
Oh, yeah. Where were you, Colbert? You hack. Where were you about Juanita Broderick or any of these other people about Bill Clinton? And what about Anita Hill? We all were supposed to believe Anita. I remember all the buttons. I believe Anita. I believe Anita. I never believed Anita. It wasn't even a serious case of sexual harassment. The allegations, even if true, I didn't believe were serious. I wouldn't say the kind of things that she alleged were said, but she had absolutely no proof of that. And yet, Anita Hill was defending Bill Clinton 6 years later and didn't want to hear Juanita Broderick, who didn't just say, well, he made an off-color remark to me. Juanita Broderick was saying, I was violently raped. And Anita Hill didn't want to hear that. And neither does Stephen Colbert. It is strictly partisan, as you heard. Said, well, this is about the fact that President Trump won and the fact that he's got a Supreme Court pick. And we're not going to let that happen. And it doesn't matter whether or not he's guilty or innocent. We're going to get even with him. And he played a little bit of that clip there. We're going to play some more of what Brett Kavanaugh said, because I listened to that on my way home after the broadcast. I was on yesterday, part of the Alex Jones show as well, and Kavanaugh took the stand as I was driving home. And I was, it was absolutely, I really felt for the man. I don't know how you can be somebody like Stephen Colbert or his hack liberal partisan writers and not have any sympathy for somebody falsely accused like that, drug through the mud, they and their family. After he has done a great job in his life in terms of, I don't agree with his politics, but, you know, the guy, I don't think deserves any of this. And this is simply a tactic by the Democrats. As Graham said, you want power. I hope you never get it. I hope these types of people never get this kind of power. And we've got to take this kind of power away from the social media companies, because they are the ones who are lying to your face, just like Stephen Colbert, and silencing the opposition and making false claims about Alex Jones, about me, about InfoWars, about everything that we do here. And so this is very important that people start to understand how pervasive this is. They're coming after you as well. It's not just people who are in the press, people who are famous, people who are going for a Supreme Court position. They're trying to take away your ability to read information and to share it with your friends, your circle of friends, and put that information out there. Your free speech is being shut down by these social media companies. They are not social. They're not social. And sitting there looking at your phone instead of interacting with people, that is not social. But these social media censors are the most anti-social institutions we've ever had, and some of the biggest corporations we've ever had. And just like we see with all this protecting women and so forth, the Democrats who say, oh, we're all about free speech. Oh, we're all about hating corporations or what. They embrace everything they say they despise in spades if it fits their political agenda, because the means is justified by their ends. They want power. And I agree with Lindsey Graham. I hope they never get it. And that's why we're fighting this fight. Not so much because I care about Brett Kavanaugh, because I don't want them to have any power. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this, from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. I want to plow into all of this, that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live and uncensored, broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
You know, you had Stephen Colbert saying that, he played the impassioned plea, the tearful plea, actually, of Brett Kavanaugh. Brought to tears many times, choked up by what these partisan hacks had done to him. And then he was flayed on late-night television by the so-called comedian Colbert. They said, you're going to reap the whirlwind. He goes, you're going to reap the whirlwind, buddy, because we hate Trump and so forth. And what he didn't allow him to finish, what he cut off of the clip, was exactly what Graham had also said. And that is, you're going to make it impossible to get anybody any good to want to be a part of government because they see this tactic of personal destruction. If you don't have something on somebody, you make it up to fit your political agenda. You don't want somebody in a position, so you're just going to make up dirt on them. And we saw it, I believe, with Roy Moore. We're seeing it definitely with Kavanaugh here. And Graham said, this is going to destroy the ability of good people to come forward because of this crap. And to my Republican colleagues, if you vote no, you're legitimizing the most despicable thing I've seen in my time in politics. And that's exactly what Colbert is legitimizing. These kind of despicable tactics. See, the problem is the Democrats see people as groups. And so they feel, I look at the situations that we have with Black Lives Matter and the NFL protests. They're kicking the cat. They look at a situation and they say, okay, well, you know, we don't like this particular situation over here. And we're going to do things. What groups are involved? Okay, we've got a black person here. So let's say we're not going to join blacks with whites to try to reform law enforcement or to even punish that one individual. No, what we're going to do is we're going to have the blacks against the blues, against the cops. We're going to say that all cops are bad and all the black people are innocent. We're going to make these kinds of generalizations and we're going to break everybody into groups so we can get the groups fighting with each other. That's the typical approach. And then they go out and they kick the cat. And they say, so in order to do that, we'll go out and we'll attack veterans by protesting the national anthem and the flag and denigrating that. They continue to do this, always, breaking people into groups, this kind of oversimplification. Can't focus on the individual. Never focus on the individual. It's never about individual rights. It's always about group rights. And it's always about groups fighting each other. And you better watch out because they're going to put you in a group. They've always done this. Racial groups, sex groups, every type of group. That's what the identity politics movement is about. It's why it's so corrupt. It's why it's so divisive. As I've said many times, yeah, there are bad individuals, and everybody needs to come together and get those individuals out of the police department and punish them as soon as possible. And if that isn't happening, let's get black and white people together and make sure that we have some reform to make sure that that can happen so that the system, which is always going to protect itself, the bureaucracy is always going to circle the wagons, let's make sure that that doesn't happen. But instead, they don't do that. Instead, they make it always about the groups. And then they kick people who are not involved with that at all. Just like they kicked the veterans, now they're kicking Brett Kavanaugh. And they don't care. And what they're doing in the process is counterproductive. Because as Graham rightly pointed out, and as Juanita Broderick also pointed out, this is making it, the people that Laura Ingraham played, who called in there and said, I'm furious about this as a rape victim. Why? Because when they cry wolf, it makes it more difficult for women who are really victimized to get help when they're raped. Just like when they cry wolf about racism, it makes it really difficult to do something about racism. When they cry wolf about police brutality, it makes it difficult to do things when there's real police brutality. They have made every situation worse because they don't want to solve problems. They want to have people fighting because that's how they divide and conquer It is the divide and conquer party. And that's why I say, along with Graham, they want power. I hope they never get it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're doing a postmortem on the soap opera yesterday on Capitol Hill. As Senator Cornyn from Texas said, probably the most disgraceful hearings we've had since the McCarthy hearings. Because there is an element of McCarthyism in it. There's an element of witch hunt in it. Except this time it is the witches who are doing the hunting. And the Democrats, male and female, are out. It's a coven, I guess. The Democrat coven is out there searching for scalps. And they don't really care, as Stephen Colbert said. We don't care. We don't care that we're corrupting this process. We don't care that we're going to make it impossible to get anybody that's any good to run for office, because even if you have a squeaky, clean, perfect background, we will invent something. And we don't care. We really don't care about the facts. And so Graham's saying, you want power? I hope you don't get it. He also said, if you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life and hold this seat open and hope that you win in 2020. And you've said that to me. You said that, not me, he said. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And he's absolutely right about this FBI investigation. He began by asking Kavanaugh, he said, did you know that they'd already had contact, that they had already recommended a lawyer to her 20 days before they ever talked to you? They held this till the last minute. This is all a tactic of delay, obfuscation, lies to try to get what they want. Because they didn't win the election, and they're going to lose the next election because they're waking up everybody in the country to see what corrupt, lying criminals they are. If they had won the election, they could have had more of a say. They could have said, well, we're not going to, you know, here are the people we will approve or whatever. But they didn't. They didn't, because we saw what kind of people they are, and we don't want them to have power. And so since they don't have power, they will lie and they will do anything that they can to try to manipulate this process. They can't win the election, so what they'll do is they'll find a federal judge somewhere to tell the president that he can't execute his constitutional authorities, things that he has constitutional authority for, that he can't perform his duty. No, we're not going to let you do that because I'm a judge somewhere. And that's essentially what they're doing now. And I want to play for you again, because we've got the American Bar Association now doubling down, even after Lindsey Graham said, you wanted an FBI investigation? We could have had the FBI investigation doing that. Now the American Bar Association is urging the FBI to take more time. This is nothing but a delay tactic. They want them to take more time to do more investigation and testimony and so forth after they've spent hours talking about what allegedly took place. And let's go back to 1991, the last time we had one of these ridiculous show trials like this, the Clarence Thomas hearing. And you had Joe Biden explaining to everybody about the FBI this and the FBI that. He says, you don't know anything if you think the FBI is going to make any kind of, they don't make a determination. They just take depositions from people. Well, we had 8 hours or 9 hours of depositions from the witnesses yesterday. Far more detailed than anything you're going to get from the FBI. But here's Joe Biden in 1991. 27 years ago,
The last thing I'll point out, the next person that refers to an FBI report as being worth anything obviously doesn't understand anything.
Take that, American Bar Association.
FBI explicitly does not, in this or any other case, reach a conclusion.
Hear that, American Bar Association?
Period. So, Judge, there's no reason why you should know this. The reason why we cannot rely on the FBI report, you wouldn't like it if we did. Because it is inconclusive. They say he said, she said, and they said. Period. So when people wave an FBI report before you, understand, they do not reach conclusions. They do not make, as my friend points out more adequately, they do not make recommendations.
That's right. And yet, we now have, 27 years later, the American Bar Association, reports CBS News, has urged the Senate Judiciary Committee and the full Senate to slow down the confirmation process. Slow it down. We want to run the clock out here. Let's see, what can we come up with? Oh, yeah, let's do the FBI. Yeah, we've already had 8 or 9 hours worth of testimony yesterday, but let's have them sit down and tell their story again to the FBI, and the FBI can write down what he said, write down what she said, and not draw any conclusions. It's not going to change anything, as Joe Biden says. One of the first time, again, I can't believe I'm agreeing with all these people. I agree with Joe Biden. I agree with Lindsey Graham. They're absolutely right about this stuff. Joe Biden was right. How about that? Right once. He was right once 27 years ago. And hasn't been right since then, I don't think. He was wrong about a lot of things he said in that hearing, let me tell you. Let's talk about the money. It's always important to follow the money. I find this absolutely amazing that we've now got GoFundMe page. You know, this is going to be done, we were told. This is a great cost to Christine Ford. This is something. Why would anybody come forward and make these kind of allegations? Well, it might help if you get $600,000. And it's still going up. One of the GoFundMe accounts, and there's at least two of them, by 4 p.m. yesterday, she had made $370,000. $370,000! The goal was $150,000. For the purpose of defraying the family's travel and security costs. Wow. Wow. I think she's going to do a lot of flying. We're going to talk about that later. You know, she said she couldn't come last week or couldn't come at the beginning of the week because, you know, I don't like to fly. Well, you know, it turns out in cross-examination that she does fly quite a bit. And she may become a real jet-setter because she's got a big fund here for family travel. $370,000 as of 4 o'clock yesterday. Another fund that was started back on September the 18th. And has since closed, raised nearly $210,000. But, of course, she came forward at great personal cost. You know what? I think that's another example of the Democrats not knowing the difference between cost and price. That was her price. Yeah, we know what she is. We're just haggling over the price. George Soros, by the way, has spent $246 million with pro-abortion groups to smear Brett Kavanaugh. It's reported by Life News. Laura Ingram reported on Tuesday how Soros gave $246,000 to Women's March Partners. You know, all the pussy hat people. Or I just would just say the pussy cats, spelled K-A-T-Z, as in the lawyer who is the common lawyer for both Ford and Ramirez and is a close friend of the Clintons. We've seen multiple pictures of her with the Clintons and with Soros and so forth. And, of course, the other guy that the other lawyer that was sitting on her left, the guy with the gray beard, he is somebody who's had a lot of connections with George Soros. But $246 million to pro-abortion groups to smear Brett Kavanaugh. Now, this is something that they would have done for Amy Barrett. And they said, well, we can't have Amy Barrett in because they will come after her for being pro-life. Well, they did that for Brett Kavanaugh, and then they also threw the Me Too nonsense in with, and it is nonsense in this particular case. Through that end, just for good measure. According to the extensive study by the Media Research Center, 100 of the 544 Women's March partners have received a total of $246 million from Soros at last count, reported Laura Ingram. The partners include things like Planned Parenthood, the Center for Reproductive Rights, the ACLU. Soros is a major donor to Planned Parenthood. Since 2000, he has given them $21 million. I remember that's also just a drop in the bucket because it was last year. About a year ago, October the 18th, 2017, was when he transferred $18 billion to his political groups. They say philanthropy groups. They are politically oriented. $18 billion political fund. Some of this stuff is going to attorney general races, some of them local attorney general races, some of them state attorney general races. We had, and we're going to play for you when we come back, a question given to Christine Ford. Who helped you find your law firm? Who paid for the polygraph? Who paid for all this other stuff? Those are questions that should be asked. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos at InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you, more than ever,
to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We meet again. Don't know where. Don't know when. But I know we'll meet again. Some sunny day.
Yes, let's go back into the distant past, into the memories that are indelibly etched into the hippocampus of Dr. Ford. She knew that she would meet this young man someday, somewhere. And so she remembered exactly what had happened on that fateful day. But maybe not. I don't know. Nevertheless, it is a strange love account. And the Democrats are willing to burn down the process, burn down the hope that anybody would ever consider to go to Washington. I decades ago, you couldn't pay me to go to Washington. I ran for Congress once, but I would have been mortified if I'd won. I would have resigned on the spot. But no. Let's take a look at some of these statements here. And let's start with this. Let's start with the yearbook, because we did about a week ago. We had the story at InfoWars. And I find it kind of interesting because two things I was concerned about at the time about the story's authenticity. One of them was that it came from a new blog account that had never been seen before. And it was like blog of the first or something like that. And it's the only entry that they'd ever had. But it was obvious that maybe it was somebody on the inside that was trying to put some stuff out there. And it was curious, I thought, that while all of Brett Kavanaugh's yearbooks were there, Christine Ford's yearbooks had been scrubbed in advance of these hearings. You know, because they'd had 45 days. That the Democrats had known about this. Plenty of time to clean up social media, to clean up yearbook accounts and so forth. The other thing, too, that I thought was unusual about it was the fact that you had all of these statements being made. I thought that this is these statements that are being made in Christine Ford's yearbook by her and the people that she was hanging out with and the pictures they were taking. So over the top, I thought, how could that ever be in a high school yearbook? I mean, these people are only 10 years behind me, but it's like, how could that happen? How did we get that debauched in just 10 years from when I was in high school? None of that stuff would ever pass an adult advisor for the yearbook. Or as they point out in the Zero Hedge article, there were ads in the yearbook that were paid for by parents. Parents are going to pay for ads talking about sex parties, alcohol parties, and what they're doing when the parents aren't home and so forth, and how they're all going around in a drunken haze and hooking up with everybody all the time. Parents are going to put ads in that? The school is going to allow that to be printed as their yearbook? Yeah, evidently. Evidently, up in Maryland where these people are hanging out, that was the case in the 1980s. And Brett Kavanaugh, as part of his hearing, was saying, some of my friends and I are looking at this stuff, and we can't believe the things that we're saying. He said they were being pushed. Well, the person who was putting the yearbook together saw himself doing a combination of Animal House and Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and he was pushing us all to say that kind of stuff, and that's what we all did. But that was going on at the two different schools, and yet it was her yearbook that was scrubbed. Now, we reported that. We showed story that was there. It was picked up by a couple of other people, but for the most part, the mainstream media has stayed away from that story. Do not talk about that. Do not talk about it. And, of course, the Republicans have stayed away from this as well. Before the hearing yesterday, there was a story on Zero Hedge. She will not make a good witness. And these are people inside the GOP. They were talking off the record, and they said the Democrats are going to use Brett Kavanaugh's high school yearbook. And I started out the program where you had a Democrat senator spending his valuable time. This is why they can't do budgets until the last minute. This is why they can't do anything of any importance, because they got to spend all their time grandstanding on this kind of nonsense. Haranguing Brett Kavanaugh over some slang for farting. for flatulence, as Brett Kavanaugh said. And he says, sure, you want to talk about flatulence, written comments, jokes written when by some 16-year-olds 35 years ago in a high school yearbook. Okay, let's go for it, Senator. And that senator deserved that sarcasm. But, of course, they're not going to go there with her yearbook. Not at all. They're afraid of it. So we have her yearbook, said a GOP committee staffer. We have her yearbooks, and she will not make a good witness. See, I think what happened is they got her yearbooks, but they are absolutely afraid of this Me Too stuff to put that out there because it looked like they're attacking her. So they release it through a blog, an anonymous blog, and hope that people pick it up. But nobody really picked it up except for us and one or two other sites. The source, who spoke on condition of anonymity, noted that the annual class books feature a photo of an underage Ford attending at least one party alongside a caption boasting a girl's passing out from binge drinking. Her yearbooks also openly reference sexually promiscuous behavior by the girls and showing pictures of them, I would add, doing that. And again, you can see all this stuff, and we reported this over a week ago, including targeting boys that were at the school that Kavanaugh attended. But, and this is the key thing, because, again, now I'm absolutely convinced that that yearbook is authentic and that the GOP is afraid to use it openly, that they leaked it through that blog. So this could be risky, said the congressional GOP staffer. This could be too risky for us to use against her. That is a minefield, he said, especially given the Me Too movement. And so what we know is that she was a popular cheerleader at the time. She was immersed in the alcohol-fueled party that they criticized Brett Kavanaugh for because they've got his yearbook. But hers was the same way. The same way. Different school. No stranger, they said, to keg parties. She wasn't either in the D.C. or the bar scene in Maryland and Delaware. Ford was known as a party girl on the Delaware Shore during summer breaks. Another source with direct knowledge of the congressional investigation said. Classmates said the former cheerleader, who was known as Chrissy, was part of the underage drinking tradition that was no secret among Maryland prep schools in the early 1980s when the drinking age was 18. And apparently it was fine for all the schools to brag about it in their yearbooks. Her own school yearbook, in which the parents took out paid ads. Just think about it. The parents took out paid ads in this. And this is how low America has sunk. The parents take out ads in yearbooks that celebrate boys and beer and pictured beer bottles and beer cans and scenes of boys and girls drinking at parties. At one published photo of Ford and other girls at the Halloween party, along with a caption, boasted of passing out after playing quarters and other binge drinking games. Her father was president of the local country club. The girls bragged in one section, the 10th grade taught us how to party. The 10th grade. She was not the wholesome Catholic girl they're trying to portray her as. Ford and her attorney, her advisor, Ricky Seidman, a former Clinton and Obama White House official and, of course, a Democrat operative who has a lot of connections to Soros, was also an advisor to Anita Hill, who didn't believe Juanita Broderick, wouldn't give her a hearing. They've argued that Kavanaugh and the other boys from Georgetown Prep were, in fact, aggressively targeting Ford. Well, maybe that's not what happened. They also note that neither Ford's parents nor her two siblings have come out in support of Ford. They did not sign a family letter of support circulated by her husband. Some of his family did, but notably absent were the family members who would have known what happened. And also notably absent is any verification of any of the people that Ford said were at that event. We're going to have the clips from the hearing yesterday. We're going to take a look at what she actually had to say, in case you're interested.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Floralife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to take a little bit of a break from the postmortem of the Kavanaugh soap opera that we saw yesterday in the Senate. And let's talk about some other serious issues that really affect us that are not being talked about by the government, and that is the massive power of corporations to censor us. And we've got a great example of this here being done by Amazon. I wanted to talk to the Texas-based publisher and give you an idea of how Amazon is doing it, because we've seen what Facebook and Twitter and Google are doing. They, you know, Google will hide your information, shadow ban you in that way. We've seen shadow banning being done by Facebook and by Twitter, and then we've seen outright banning of this. Maybe that's going to be coming from Amazon next. Actually, they have shut down some people's books. They actually, a few years ago, in a test, I guess, a test run, they thought it would be funny to make 1984, the audiobook or the online book, disappear from people's devices. Just flush it down the memory hole. Maybe that was a test. Maybe it was a mistake. I thought it was curious that it was 1984 that they flushed down the memory hole. So maybe that was just an advance a test or a revelation of method or whatever. But now I want to talk to this Texas-based publisher, David Thomas Roberts. He's a naturalized Texan, he says, and he has published his own political thrillers, Patriots of Treason, first published back in 2012. He had a lot of demand for that, so he's done some sequels, and he was also publishing a book about Texit, why and how Texas will leave the Union. I talked about this back in May of 2016 when they were doing Brexit. You had Boris Johnson come out. He said, here's eight reasons why we should leave the European Union. And so I would play Boris Johnson giving his reason. I'd say, well, that applies in Texas as well, even to a greater extent. We're sending, for example, even more money to the federal government than England, or the UK, was sending to the EU and so forth. So I went down the list and said, yeah, we should have a Texit. So I absolutely agree with that. But let's talk about the tactics that are being done here. And let's talk to David Thomas Roberts. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Roberts.
David, thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about what is happening here with Amazon. Tell us about the tactics and the way that they are, in your opinion, banning and censoring the sale of this book, Texit.
Well, it's somewhat, David, of a shadow ban, so I'll explain this. I think the first thing your viewers need to know is that when a book goes through the distribution process, when it goes to book retailers, they're always on consignment. Those book retailers can return the books at any time and don't have to pay for them. So I keep that in the back of your mind as I explain this. Well, Texit, which is it's an extremely well-written book. If you go to Amazon and look at Texit by Daniel Miller, you'll see it's got well over 100 five-star reviews. In fact, every review he's got is five-star. It's a well-thought-out, well-written book about the reasons for why in Texas should and will leave the Union at some point. So when it was in pre-release, it came out May 22nd. For the 30, 45 days before that, it was number one. And we have screenshots of that, but we have the number one on Amazon in three categories in political categories. Number one in pre-sales. And then for several weeks after it was released, it remained number one in those three categories. So the book had been selling very, very well. Now, we noticed that Amazon all of a sudden slapped a restriction on there that you had to be a Prime member in order to be able to purchase it. So you had to spend $119 or whatever it is with Amazon to actually be a Prime member to have the ability to order the book. Our distributor, who's been in book sales for 40 years, had never seen that before. We can't find another book that Amazon
has never heard of that. I've never heard that you have to become a Prime member in order to buy a book. I mean, you become a Prime member so that you don't pay shipping on each and everything that you do. And then they also throw in the fact that you can watch Amazon movies that they finance and so forth. But it's to save shipping. It's to watch the movies. It's not to buy any products. I've never seen any products, books or otherwise, that you have to be a Prime member in order to purchase.
Well, that was step one for them. Step two was they limited the quantities. Now, of all the books that we've had over the years, Texit was unusual because the average sales per book was averaging about 2.3 books for every time somebody pressed the buy button, which is unusual. And what was happening is that people were buying this book, giving it to elected officials, giving it to friends and family, so that the unit count per sale was higher, much higher than industry average, a lot higher than industry average. And then they started restricting. You could only buy four books at a time, and that restriction has fluctuated differently from day to day. But there's always a restriction on how many books you can buy. And remember that they do just-in-time shipping. So if I went on and ordered a book that had 50 copies, and there's only 20 of it in Amazon's warehouse, they have the ability to fill that order by having it drop shipped by the publisher, by the wholesalers. There's other ways for them to get that book to somebody so they don't have to wait on it. Or at least you get a note from Amazon saying it's back ordered, it's on its way. But Amazon restricted the sales. And then the last thing they did was they dropped the price to the wholesale level. Now, let me explain what that does. First of all, they're giving up any profit on the book. They dropped it to $11 and some change. And what that does is for all the other booksellers, all the other retailers out there, Barnes & Noble, everybody else, who looks at what Amazon's doing from a pricing standpoint, it doesn't pay for them to take up their valuable retail shelf space to put that book on their shelves and match Amazon's price. So essentially, they don't stock it. So what Amazon's done by doing that, because they're an 800-pound gorilla, they sell more books than anybody. What they've done is they've discouraged the complete ordering of inventory to stock on shelves from any brick-and-mortar bookstore.
That is amazing. So just to recap, they've done three things. First of all, you have to be a Prime member in order to buy this product. And I've never seen that with any product, certainly not with a book. And then they put a limit in terms of the number of books that you can buy. And that has been varying from, you know, putting a cap of four on there, because you point out a lot of people are saying, we want to see, want to pass this around to family, want to pass around to politicians. And then the last thing is to cut the price down to the wholesale level and just dump it out there, and to make it so that nobody else is going to sell this anywhere. I mean, this is predatory practice that we're seeing from the largest retailer out there.
Yeah, and I'm the biggest free market guy you'll ever meet, and people should be able to price things they want to. But you know, Amazon's getting close to a monopoly. They are the 800-pound gorilla. And in full disclosure, I own a lot of Amazon stock. So as a stockholder, I'm extremely disappointed. The answers that we get from Amazon when you can get somebody live haven't made any sense. On the one hand, they said, well, the book doesn't sell any well. Didn't sell well. I said, well, why then would you put the required Amazon Prime membership on a book that's not selling well? That will discourage it even further.
Yeah, and if it's not selling well, why would you need to limit the number of copies that people can buy at any given time?
None of it, David, makes any sense at all. And so we started getting some national exposure on this in the last 2 weeks. And one of the things that they've done recently, and I haven't checked today, but as of recently today, they have actually removed the Prime membership requirement, but there's still the wholesale prices on there, and still there's the limitations on quantities. And now, even though we know for a fact, because we know when books ship from the warehouse to Amazon, we know they have the books in stock. When you order it today, even as a Prime member, as of yesterday when I checked, I wouldn't get the copy till October 16th. So none of it makes any sense, and you can't get any explanations from Amazon. It could be just a rogue Amazon employee who's decided that this isn't a politically correct book. It could be, this started happening around the time that you saw all the so-called collusion with the tech giants that affected Alex and InfoWars. Yeah. I promise you, I haven't figured it out yet, but it's all connected somehow.
We're going to talk a little bit more about this when we come back. We've got to take a quick break here. But just to put this out there, Jeff Bezos, of course, is from Texas. He's probably got an opinion about this himself. And I'm sure that if it was showing at number one, that got their attention. He's also somebody who now seems to really love how things are playing out in Washington, and somebody who spent some pocket change of his to get the Washington Post for a mere $250 million, which is pocket change. And we'll be right back. Stay with us. David Thomas Roberts.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions,
We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight, and I'm talking to David Thomas Roberts. He is a publisher, and we're talking about the efforts of Amazon to shut down a book, a political book, that was, when it first came out, was number one on Amazon. Then it got their attention, and they did some very unusual things. As we pointed out in the last segment, they made it mandatory that you had to become a Prime member, which is a large annual fee. It's $119 per year. You had to get Prime membership before you could buy this product. As I said, I've never seen this for anything. A book, nothing. I've never seen anything that you had to be Prime. You get Prime because you want to get free shipping for the year, or you want to be able to get free shipping and watch their movies or so forth. But you had to become a Prime member in order to buy this product. Then they put a limit on the number of the books that people could buy, because some people are buying multiple copies to use this. Again, this is a political book. They were trying to educate legislators, family members, and so forth. They're buying several copies of this. So they put a limit on it and then said, well, it's not selling well. And then they reduced the price to wholesale cost, which makes it unprofitable for other book retailers to sell this. And so the question is, I guess, Mr. Roberts, why they would do this. And I just want to add the fact that you had a very big-selling book that you wrote back in 1997, Unemployable, How to Be Successfully Unemployed Your Entire Life. That may be what we're all looking at if these giant corporations have their way and control everything, because it's not really a free market. I had a situation as a a small mom-and-pop retailer. My wife and I had a chain of six stores, and we had to compete for over a decade, about 13 years, against a big-box retailer who was funded with money that they get off of Wall Street. They never turned a profit over that entire period of time, but they had a habit of opening giant stores right in front of other small retailers. And we've seen this in industry after industry, you know, whether it's Staples putting Dunder Mifflin out of business in the office or whatever. I mean, this is a pattern of behavior that we've seen in one industry after the other. And now you got Amazon, which is out there in the entire retail market, doing this in a far worse way than Walmart ever did to small stores. How do we pull this in? What do we do with this?
Well, and let me add to the difficulty. You know, we're a small publisher. We're a boutique publisher. Most of our authors are Texas authors. Not all of them, but most of them are. And so, you know, to open this fight up with Amazon puts us at serious risk because they could just decide, well, we're not going to handle any of Defiance Press and publishing books anymore. And so we would lose the number one outlet that we have to sell books for. So
that's the problem. They own the market. They are the market.
Yeah, it's definitely a problem. And so, you know, we took some risk and went public with this, and because you can't get any answers from Amazon. And then even talking to we've actually talked to the Attorney General, Ken Paxton, who's taken an interest in this. And, you know, in the meantime, there's still these restrictions on that book. And, you know, it's whether your argument is for what's argued in the book, it really is irrelevant, although it is relevant from the standpoint that we know why they're trying to shut this down. It's because it's not a politically correct book. It actually makes sense. And somebody forgot to tell Amazon that people have the God-given right of self-determination if they so choose. So we're very disappointed in their actions. And still to this day, haven't got a phone call back from Amazon.
Well, and this gets to something that conservatives and libertarians are struggling with, and they need to come to terms with this. At what point do we lose a free market? At what point does it become so rigged that it isn't a free market, and all of this stuff about, you know, private property and everything doesn't really apply? And again, I don't like regulation. It usually doesn't work. And one of the regulation things that doesn't seem to work historically has been antitrust. That has really been kind of the proposition that's been put up by some people for handling the social media censorship. I think there is a better solution to this, and I've only seen this mentioned once or twice, and I've talked about it a lot after I saw it on Breitbart. A 1946 decision, Supreme Court decision, said that even if you own the public square, if it's privately owned, it was a situation where one company owned the entire town, and they told a Jehovah's Witness the lady wanted to go around and pass out literature. They said, we don't want your literature here. Get out of here. We own the property. You're gone. Which is what all of these giant corporations are doing. It's what they're doing on social media. It's what apparently is happening with Amazon. For whatever their reasons are, they're essentially doing this. It's very, very unusual to require that you have to be prime, to put a limit on the number of books that they can do and so forth. That is really crazy. But the Supreme Court said, no, if you own the public square, it's still the public square. And even if it's privately owned, you can't censor this kind of speech and you can't censor products off of this. If they get a monopoly situation like that, I think that's the way that needs to be handled. And that's essentially what we have now in social media, and it's what we're getting in the retail space as well.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously I have legal options, but, you know, I'm talking to various different attorneys on this issue. It's like, you know, do you really want to go pick a fight with a $3 trillion corporation? And I've been in lawsuits in the past. I had one that lasted 15 years that I was a plaintiff on, and it consumes your life. And so, you know, we just want to publish great books and from great authors. And now I got to go have this fight with Amazon. So, but it is the public square. I'm familiar with that Supreme Court decision you're talking about. But the other thing I want to weave in here too is a lot of this timing came from the Democrat Ellison out of Minnesota when he started saying that the Southern Poverty Law Center should be looking at it, should be the litmus test of whether Amazon publishes books that come from their so-called hate groups that are on the SPLC list, which, you know, right now for conservatives like me, if you're on the SPLC list, that's actually a badge of honor.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Yeah. So what we're seeing is the social media censorship shutting that down. And again, as I've said many times, that is not shutting down the press. That is shutting down the free speech of the people, because it's the people being able to pass along what they agree with, what they see, and to send that out there. Of course, it also does, you know, put a chilling effect on what they're able to see and hear, but it is essentially shutting down their speech. Now we've got the European Union coming out and saying, we're going to apply these hate speech laws to the press, and we're going to start doing the same kind of stuff that they're doing on social media. So that's coming directly after the press. And so is this. If you got the Southern Poverty Law Center coming out and saying, we don't like certain kinds of books being put out there. That's where this all began with the Nazis. And we're not going back to Goodwin's rule here. I mean, this truly is a Nazi tactic to say we're going to start burning books down. And they're now have influence with the largest retailer. But we've actually, when we talk about this being a public square, and again, one of the reasons we know that we can't fight these guys in court, just as you pointed out. I mean, he's got so much money that he would only personally, just from a personal standpoint, he makes enough money that he could have paid for the $250 million that he spent on Washington Post. He could have done that with just 30 hours worth of wages, for example. You know, that's how quickly he makes money. So you're going to go up against that kind of guy in court. They could delay you for multiple lifetimes playing legal tricks. So we've got to get to the politicians and say, look, Jack Dorsey in his testimony said 5 times that Twitter is a public square. So let's apply the Supreme Court law that is already there against that.
I agree. And in the meantime, it looks like we're going to have to do, I think what you guys are having to do is find ultimate ways to get to consumers, ultimate ways to get viewers and readers. And, you know, it'll cause the invention of other means of getting the message out. But it's a battle. It's a daily battle. I know you guys, have had it worse than we have, but it's definitely an issue, and it continues to be.
Yeah. We're going to have to innovate, and we're going to have to transcend these people. We could also, it's a good thing that you're reaching out to the Texas Attorney General, because we do need to have some help from these politicians. As I've said many times, when it comes to banning books, which is what they're doing to you, when it comes to banning what people are able to share, that's the free speech of the public, or when it's coming to banning the press, which is what they're doing to InfoWars, when it comes to all of those different things, we need to say that censorship is a bad idea. And it's a bad idea if it's done by the world's largest corporations, by a handful of people, three or four people that own so much information. And we create governments to protect us, to protect our individual liberties, like free speech. And the governments need to step up and do their job.
Oh, I didn't even tell you, David, too. Recently, last week, they acted like if you go in there and try to order the book from Amazon, try to order Texas, it shows it was only available from third-party sellers, which made you think that they weren't carrying the book anymore. Now, that was like that for about 3 or 4 days. Again, we have these strange anomalies with this particular book that we don't have any. Listen, my books are very impolitically correct, the ones that I write. My last one, Purge on the Potomac. We have a lot of politically incorrect books, but this one in particular has really been attacked by Amazon. So, who knows?
Well, you know, Jeff Bezos is playing that Washington deep state game. He bought the Washington Post to turn it into a political blog. He's got a $10 billion contract coming from the Pentagon alone. He's selling data services and all this other kind of stuff. He is deeply embedded in all that. He would not like to see Texas leave and not pour that money into that money pit anymore. Thank you so much, David Thomas Roberts, and it's Defiance Press, and the book is Texas. See what they don't want you to see.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, we're just talking to the publisher of Defiance Press, talking about the unusual methods that are being taken by Amazon against a politically conservative group. Southern Poverty Law Center is out there saying there are certain groups that we don't want you publishing books from. And so they said this book, Texit, you can't buy it unless you have an Amazon Prime membership. I've never seen anything like that before. They put restrictions on the number of books that you can buy and other things like that. And so the question is, why would they do this? Well, you've got Amazon, AT&T, and Google are pushing Congress to pass an online privacy bill so that they can preempt a stronger state law that will be coming out of California, possibly. Now, we've seen this type of behavior done by big corporations before. We've seen this with GMOs, for example. You had local legislation that was, in many cases, done in rural areas where you had farmers who wanted to grow more profitable, more healthy, organic food. And they said, we don't want the GMO food. We don't want the Monsanto and the Roundup and the Dicamba Drift and so forth. We don't want that to happen around here because it's contaminating our organic fields. And so we're going to ban it in this area. And they came together in Hawaii and California, many other jurisdictions. And this was happening one at a time. And so all of a sudden, the big guys like Monsanto and so forth, they go to Washington and they say, we're going to stop this. And we're going to go to Washington and we're going to get the DARK Act. That was our nickname for it. And we're going to push this through so that we're going to preempt any local legislation against that. So that appears to be what Amazon, AT&T, and Google are doing now about privacy. As people are waking up in certain jurisdictions and saying, we would like to protect our privacy and we're going to do certain things about it, they go to Washington to shut that down. Now, that's a violation of the 10th Amendment. But they've done this over and over again, not just with GMOs. They have done it in the telecommunications industry. And this is something that we're going to be seeing in the fight over 5G as well. Because there were already a lot of studies, and I've talked about this briefly in the past, a lot of studies talking about concerns with antenna clusters when cell phones were first rolled out in the mid-90s. There were a lot of studies that had been done all over the world, various government studies. The biggest one was done in Poland, looking at the health effects of people in the military. It was about 140,000 people a year, and it stretched over, I think, in, just going from memory here, 13, 14 years that they did it. A massive database, and they documented increased rates of certain problems, certain types of cancers and other things, organs being affected. And so there was an ever-increasing body of evidence showing that cell phone radiation towers and people who were living or working in close proximity to those were suffering significant increase in health risks. So the response to that by the industry was to go to Washington and shut it down from Washington. They passed the 1996 Telecommunications Act during the Bill Clinton administration. And they said nobody can object to or block cell phone towers on the basis of health concerns. You can only oppose those if you say that it's going to be an eyesore and it's going to affect your property value. And so that is now coming into play as they're talking about putting 5G antennas about every 50 feet or so because it's operating at a very high frequency. This is qualitatively different than what we've had before. But even though it is a lower power signal, it's not that much lower in power when you are that close to the antenna and where they're putting these antennas everywhere. And, of course, we've seen this before with the vaccine immunity given to the big pharmaceutical companies back in 1986 when so many people were suing because of death and damage from vaccines. They gave them immunity. So we see over and over again as people start to wake up to a situation like this, we see the big corporations like Amazon, AT&T, and Google going to the federal government to stop what is being done at the state and local level in violation of the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. That is why Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post. That is why he has multi-billion dollar contracts from the Pentagon, just like Google and just like AT&T and so forth. They're deeply embedded in this. That power that is there is the source of the corruption and the money.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at what Chrissy Ford had to say yesterday. Again, this is going back and straining her challenged memory on some of the details that are coming along. Other people have had the same criticism that I did as I watched this hearing yesterday with you live. I said this person they brought in as a counsel, a special counsel to do the questioning, is a woman who's had experience in cases involving sexual misconduct allegations and so forth. But the line of questioning that she had was so arcane and so obscure in the details. And she did not draw conclusions for this, and I really found it to be very ineffective because she would go in for 5 minutes and then they'd go to a Democrat senator and they would lay this stuff out in a very emotional, visceral way and say, aren't you really upset about this? Don't you have your feelings hurt and so forth? Are you afraid to, you know, go out the door anymore of your house and so forth? And, oh, yes, I am, Senator. Yes, I am. And it completely eradicated all of this detail. So because the lady never really drew this conclusion, said, okay, so you said this, but then that's not possible, is it? Or you said this, but all the other witnesses said that other thing. She never went to that point, never made that conclusion. One of the things that I think is interesting about the fact all this talk about the delay of the hearing, because she said she was afraid to fly. And we're going to get into what she actually said at the hearing, because they questioned this. Are you really afraid to fly? Have you never flown before? And as I'm looking at this, yes, those kinds of contradictions and doublespeak and so forth, that is important. And it is important because it does show that the real motivation of all this is really just to delay the confirmation of Kavanaugh, to hope that they can run the clock out. And all of those things are true. But there's another aspect of this as well. And as I'm looking at that, I thought, why couldn't we be having a legitimate questioning of a Supreme Court judge over the TSA and the Fourth Amendment rather than whether or not Chrissy Ford is afraid to fly on a plane when she actually has flown all these different times? And so, why are we doing that aspect? Well, you know why we're doing that aspect. Because both the Republicans and the Democrats want the TSA. They want these kind of controls, and they don't care about your individual liberty. They want to treat you like slaves, and they're going to distract you with these circuses like we saw yesterday. And so we're going to get into the circus, and we're going to take a look at some of the details here. But let's start first with some of the things that maybe they might have asked her about. The fact that the House Committee, Republicans on the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, have done a study on the TSA. They have ranked it at the bottom of 339 agencies. It is ranked 336 out of 339 agencies. And what they found was not only are they harassing the travelers, but the TSA themselves are getting harassed by the TSA itself. So it's a whole... And this is what's wrong with travel right now. Because as we've got the TSA being harassed by their supervisors, and then they go out and they harass the passengers and the flight attendants and the pilots. Then the flight attendants and the pilots say, man, I'm gonna do this too. It's the same thing that we always saw in East Germany. I remember reading the account. I tried to get the woman to come on, but she wouldn't come on because we're InfoWars. And she is a socialist. And I say that, and I'm not making an exaggeration. She went to live in East Germany when the Stasi was in control. And she wanted to live in a communist country. She, unlike these people who say, if Trump wins, I'm going to leave the country. No, no, no. She wanted to go live in a Venezuela-type or authoritarian state like East Germany. And she went there. She found a husband there and so forth. And then after the wall fell and people started going through the Stasi files, she was surprised to see that she and her husband figured prominently in the Stasi files, as did everybody. They were all being spied on by the government. You had one half of the people spying on the other half of the people, and then that half of the people were spying on the other half. Everybody was spying on everybody else. Now they have computers to do that and artificial intelligence to do that to you, and that's what's really scary. Because there's no longer even any conscience that has to be seared like they did with the East German secret police. The computers don't have a conscience. That's why they are creating the artificial intelligence. That should be very concerning for us, both in terms of surveillance as well as the soldiers that they're creating, the robot soldiers that'll be operated under artificial intelligence. They don't have a conscience and they don't care about human life, but they will take direction from a few people at the top. And what she was talking about was, she said the people that were there when she lived in East Germany were so nice to you as an individual. But she said you could talk to somebody who was living next door to you in the tiny, teeny micro apartment, which is, that's the other thing that they've got planned for us, you know, as part of the smart cities. Your micro apartment is awaiting you once they can run you out of the rural and suburban areas and lock you into the cities and take away your ability to travel and to own a private vehicle and so forth. They're going to lock you in the micro apartments that you can't afford. But going back to East Germany, the person in the micro apartment next to you might be just the nicest person in that capacity. But if you go down to the shop where they worked as a clerk in a butcher store, oh, get ready for a power trip. They're going to make you stand in line. They're going to give you the full Department of Motor Vehicle treatment because that's their power. And they get worse in terms of doing that because everybody is doing that to them. So this is a whole cycle of things that go around. And so we can see that in the TSA. This report is filled with what I've already observed of human nature in this woman's report about what East Germany was like. People would be nice and normal until they got into their job, and then they turned into officious monsters on a power trip. I have power, banging their chest. That's one of the famous clips we used to play here at InfoWars all the time. Some guy talking about how he'd been abused by the TSA, and he goes, this woman looks at me and bangs her chest with her fist and says, I have power, I have power. Yeah, I can believe that she actually said that. I've seen that, and you have seen it too. And where does it come from? And where do these, you know, we keep seeing the stewardesses on the airplanes acting this way. Getting in your face, calling the police to arrest you over the most minor offenses. Why? Because as this escalates, and everybody in their official capacity has power. I've got power. I've been oppressed by the TSA when I had to go through that line. Now I am the stewardess, and I'm going to tell you what to do. Shut up and sit down and buckle your seatbelt and turn off your phone, even though it doesn't have anything to do with interfering with the telemetrics of the plane. It can't possibly interfere with that. They're on different frequencies. The powers are, and now they're starting to say, well, okay, we'll let you do that. It was never a problem. Never a problem. If it was a problem, they would have never been able to get off the ground. Because there's cell signals that are very strong coming from everywhere while they're on the ground. How'd they ever get the plane off the ground? If that was, it's patently absurd. But it's a power trip. It doesn't have anything to do about powering off your phone. It's about powering up their power trip. And so what's going on at the TSA? As Zero Hedge points out, the House committee finds toxic misconduct, abysmal worker satisfaction at the TSA. A House Committee on Oversight of Government Reform shows that no matter how much we hate the TSA, the employees that work at TSA hate it even more. The report describes the TSA as a toxic and abysmal workplace environment, just like the travel environment is becoming on planes. I mean, toxic and abysmal, and that's the attitude. It literally is toxic with some of the air that is leaking through the systems on these dilapidated planes. And, of course, they're slowing them down to save money and so forth. But getting back to the TSA. This is the culture allows the misconduct of senior officials to go unpunished. Whistleblowers are faced with either retaliation or involuntary reassignment to other locations. The committee started its probe back in 2018. It was spurred on by credible allegations of wrongdoing, but they claimed that the host of problems the committee found could be attributable to low employee morale. Bullying. What comes around goes around. And this is a toxic environment that is spreading out of the airports and out of the planes to everything that we do in society. But we can't talk about the Fourth Amendment and your right not to be searched. Can't talk to a Supreme Court justice about that because we got a sexual harassment circus that we'll talk about when we come back from the break. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced 4-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family.
With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Before I get into Fear of Flying, isn't that a book by Erica Jong or something? In fact, well, it was about the sexual revolution. And, of course, this is about a sexual revolution as well. So we're going to talk about Chrissy Ford's Fear of Flying as part of the Me Too counter-revolution. But before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what supports this program. And we have a special for the listeners of this program. Just use the code REALNEWS at checkout to save 15% off of our large gravity feed ProPure King water filtration system. You need to be proactive on that. Don't wait until after you find out that there's something in the water. This has happened time and again, whether it is accidental or whether it's deliberate. And when the government finds out about it and sits on this information for years, then the damage has been done to you and to your family. So always be proactive. You can save 15% off the ProPure King Gravity Feed water filtration system, something that will help you to prepare for natural emergencies as well, where you don't have any power, because it works with gravity, and gravity never quits, unlike electricity. So again, code REALNEWS to get 15% off the ProPure King water filtration system. We also have BrainForce Plus, 40% off. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 40% off. We have Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off. And finally, we have our Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, our final run of that, 25% off while supplies last. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do need and appreciate your support. All right, so we have Chrissy Ford saying that she couldn't come, at least her lawyers said that, said she couldn't come on the 17th. We had to delay this because she didn't want to fly. And explaining why their client could not grant committee chairman Chuck Grassley's request that she travel to Washington, D.C. to testify on September the 17th, her lawyers cited her unwillingness to fly, which they claim stemmed from her fear of enclosed spaces. They said that she suffers from claustrophobia that was brought on by this alleged assault. And, of course, she not only talked about her claustrophobia, she talked at great lengths about how she had to have multiple front doors to her house or something like that, all because of this alleged assault 35 years ago. And so because of all that, the fact that she had to have a second door on her house, of course she couldn't get into a small, confined space like an airplane. Except she did. That's how she got there. And she is still so traumatized. And that is one of the things. In terms of my general takeaway, like I said yesterday as it was happening, I thought the Arizona prosecutor, Rachel Mitchell, was totally ineffective. She failed to draw conclusions about things, to point out what was really happening. She was just asking details without any point. Without any point. It was pointless what she was doing. Everybody so afraid of appearing to bully Chrissy Ford. We can't see her yearbooks, although Kavanaugh's yearbooks are fair game. Everybody has analyzed everything about them, including the flatulence comments by 16-year-olds. But we can't even see the kind of environment or character or, you know, the environment that she was living in, the parties and the friends and what she was like. Can't see that. Can't see that. This is only about destroying his life. Can't look at her life or anything that has to do with context of this. What was it like for these teenagers? Is this something that was out of the ordinary that is even alleged? Was that even out of the ordinary for these teenagers? Evidently not, according to all of their yearbooks. But we can't see that because that'd be bullying. And we can't bully her by making her get on a plane, except that she did. And this is one of the few cases where the Arizona sex crimes prosecutor, Rachel Mitchell, actually drew a conclusion. Let's play video 6, where they talk about how she managed to get to Washington, D.C. this time.
May I ask, Dr. Ford, how did you get to Washington?
In an airplane.
Okay. Because it's been reported by the press that you would not submit to an interview with the committee because of your fear of flying. Is that true?
Well, I was hoping that they would come to me, but then realized that was an unrealistic request.
It would have been a quicker trip for me.
Well, her lawyer said that she was afraid to fly. So just give a straight answer. And the prosecutor doesn't force her to give a straight answer.
Was to avoid having to get on an airplane, but I eventually was able to.
But are you afraid? Are you afraid?
The gumption with the help of some friends and get on the plane.
When you were here in the Mid-Atlantic area back in August, end of July, August, how did you get here?
Also by airplane. I come here once a year during the summer to visit my family.
Okay.
I'm sorry, not here. I go to Delaware.
Okay. In fact, you fly fairly frequently for your hobbies and you've had to fly for your work. Is that true?
Correct, unfortunately.
You were a consulting biostatistician in Sydney, Australia. Is that right?
I've never been to Australia, but the company that I worked for is based in Australia, and they have an office in San Francisco, California.
Okay.
I don't think I'll make it to Australia.
It is long. I also saw on your CV that you list the following interests of surf travel, and you, in parentheses, put Hawaii, Costa Rica, South Pacific Islands, and French Polynesia. Have you been all to those places?
Correct.
By airplane?
She got to French Polynesia. Yes. And
your interests also include oceanography, Hawaiian, and Tahitian culture.
Tahiti.
Did you travel by air as a part of those interests?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Easier for me to travel going that direction when it's a vacation.
Okay. So she avoided the central questions. This is why this prosecutor was so ineffective. Xanax is used for fear of flying. They say, yeah, maybe that's what she's suffering from, right? She's under a Xanax cloud. No, she's flying through the clouds, and she's doing it on a regular basis. She goes to Tahiti. She goes to Hawaii frequently and so forth. But she couldn't fly from the West Coast to the East Coast, according to her lawyers, because she has been traumatized by this event 35 years ago. To the extent she has had multiple doors on her house and all these other things because she's claustrophobic, yet it doesn't seem to affect her flying. She flies a lot more frequently than I do. So I have a fear of tyranny. And so I don't want to support a system that embraces what we see with the TSA. And I wish we could have a discussion about that as part of a Supreme Court hearing. But no, we're going to talk about that, what she wants to do, whether or not she's claustrophobic from an attack. And that's my other comment about this. When we look at the two individuals, look at how angry and even tearful Kavanaugh was on multiple occasions as he was seeing his reputation, his lifetime, trashed publicly in this McCarthyistic witch hunt by this Democrat coven in the Senate. And yet she was kind of glib about all this kind of stuff. She didn't seem like somebody that was still traumatized by this, like she couldn't fly. As a matter of fact, she didn't seem to be bothered by this at all. And those are the issues we're going to take a look at when we come back on the other side of the break. When she talks about the drive home, when she talks about the meeting in the Safeway store, I don't see, even in her recollection of these events, any indication that she was traumatized at that time. And I don't see any indication that she is very upset about this right now. quite frankly, I don't believe a thing she says. I certainly don't believe a thing that Feinstein and Schumer and Kamala Harris and Cory Booker and the rest of that ilk say. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture FloraLife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to get into some of the details, some of the back and forth here, and I'm going to try to put this in a context that the prosecutor, Rachel Mitchell, was unable to do, as Politico said. She was... It was a very bad decision. I said this yesterday as the hearing was happening. They said that the five-minute rounds of questioning, which her legal team had requested and not even the Democrats were comfortable with initially, helped keep her from getting any kind of rhythm or any kind of conclusion. As Politico put it, at the outset of the hearing, Mitchell's seemingly picayune lines of questioning failed to dent Ford's credibility. In other words, she was caught up in all these arcane details, is the way I put it. All these arcane details, never tied them together. There was no point to the detail of questioning. So let's put some point to some of this. Because she did have the questioning there, even though she wouldn't say, but are you, were you afraid? Are you afraid to fly? I mean, she did establish the fact that she is afraid to fly, but she put it out there that the press had said this. No, her lawyers had said this. Her lawyers had said this. And ask her, did your lawyer say this? Are you afraid to fly? Obviously not, we know, but your lawyers had said that you were traumatized and claustrophobic and afraid to fly because of this alleged attack 35 years ago. But that doesn't seem to be taking effect. As a matter of fact, if you look at her testimony, she doesn't seem traumatized by this at all. However, Brett Kavanaugh is traumatized by being falsely accused. That was my takeaway. But certainly, she was absolutely useless in this. Useless. The Republicans, you want to talk about pussy hats? Let's talk about the Republicans, because they were afraid. All of them were afraid. Now, we saw Lindsey Graham. He came on strong attacking these people when Kavanaugh was there. But all of the Republican senators were pussy hats when it came to questioning this accuser. They didn't want to be seen doing that. That would be bullying her. We can't show her yearbook. That would be bullying her. So we're going to have a female prosecutor ask her some non-threatening, non-conclusive questions about microscopic details that nobody really understand what that's about. And then we'll have her, for 5 minutes, have a Democrat senator hold her hand, give her flowers, and listen to her and tell her how much they believe her. That was what happened during her testimony. But let's take a look at some of the things that were said. Of course, how did she get to D.C.? Well, she flew, and she wasn't traumatized by that, because she does it all the time. How did she get home after that attack that allegedly traumatized her for her entire life and allegedly gave her a fear of flying, allegedly gave her a fear of only having one front door, had to have multiple front doors or something like that, two front doors. You know, that's why she was going to therapy, because she had to have two front doors. So here's the let's play video clip number four. Who drove you home?
And you've described this as being near the country club, wherever this house was. Is that right?
I would describe it as somewhere between my house and the country club, in that vicinity that's shown in your picture.
Okay.
And the country club is about a 20-minute drive from my parents' home.
A 20-minute drive. And, of course, I've marked as the crow flies.
Yes.
Would it be fair to say that somebody drove you somewhere, either to the party or home from the party?
Correct.
Okay. Has anyone come forward to say to you, hey, remember, I was the one that drove you home?
Is that a problem? See, she just kind of leaves that stuff hanging. Is that a problem? Yes, it is a problem. She said she picked that year. We're going to hear this. Her time frame as to what year it was has kind of jumped around quite a bit. She settled on that. Because she said, well, I wasn't driving at the time, I would have to be that year. But she can't remember. She can remember that she wasn't driving, but she can't remember who picked her up after this traumatic event. And nobody, no friends, no family, were ever told that anything like this happened. Is that really credible? You know, that was one of the things that really stuck out in the testimony yesterday. The fact that she is escaping from this situation where she thought she was going to be accidentally suffocated with a hand over the mouth, where she thought she was going to be raped. She escapes, and after she makes her escape, how does she get home? We don't know. Wouldn't you think that if she tells somebody, as Juanita Broderick said, the first thing I did was I told a bunch of people what happened about this. Couldn't do anything about it because Bill Clinton's the attorney general, but I told a lot of people about this. And don't you think if she's like running for her life, that she would tell somebody about this? And how did she get home anyway with all this? And yet this prosecutor is talking about, well, okay, here's a map and I've drawn a circle around, and we don't even see the map. Don't even see what this map looks like. Let's talk about the next thing that was really kind of strange, and that is the fact this meeting at Safeway. I want you to hear how she described this, and I want you to ask yourself, this is a guy that she says was involved in the alleged attack working at Safeway. And she was apparently more concerned about being seen at Safeway with her mother than she was when she met this guy. He was the one who seemed to be put off, but she wasn't put off. Does that seem reasonable that she wouldn't be put off, that she wouldn't be afraid as a 15-year-old girl who was violently assaulted? Here's let's play video clip number one where she talks about how she met Judge at the Safeway.
Yes, I was going to the Potomac Village Safeway. This is the one on the corner of Falls and River Road, and I was with my mother, and I was a teenager, so I wanted her to go in one door and me go in the other. So I chose the wrong door because the door I chose was the one where Mark Judge was, looked like he was working there and arranging the shopping carts. And I said hello to him. And his face was white. And very uncomfortable saying hello back. And we had previously been friendly at the times that we saw each other over the previous 2 years, albeit not very many times. We had always been friendly with one another. I wouldn't characterize him as not friendly. He was just nervous and not really wanting to speak with me.
So he gave her the cold shoulder.
And he looked a little bit ill.
How long did this occur after the incident?
I would estimate 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, so he gave her the cold shoulder. Let's play video clip number three, where she's talking about how she's trying to remember some of these details that seem to elude her.
You indicated that you were at the country club swimming that day.
That's my best estimate of how this could have happened.
Okay. And when you say best estimate, is that based on the fact that you said you went there pretty much every day?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, I can't really remember if I'd been at the country club, but I kind of guessed that I was. I kind of think I was. But then she can't remember the place. She certainly doesn't seem to remember who was there because everybody that she named, including her lifelong friend, say, no, that didn't happen. She doesn't even remember how she got home. She doesn't know the house, and she doesn't even know the year. I want you to hear what she had to say about even the year. Let's play video clip number five.
In your July 6th text to the Washington Post that you looked at earlier, you said that this happened in the mid-80s. Mm-hmm. In your letter to Senator Feinstein, you said it occurred in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. In your polygraph statement, you said it was high school summer in 80s, and you actually had written in, and this is one of the corrections I referred to, early, and then you crossed that out. Later in your interview with the Washington Post, you were more specific. You believed it occurred in the summer of 1982, and you said the end of your sophomore year.
Yes.
You said the same thing, I believe, in your prepared statement. How were you able to narrow down the time frame?
I can't give the exact date, and I would like to be more helpful about the date, and if I knew when Mark Judge worked at the Potomac Safeway, then I would be able to be more helpful in that way.
Okay, there we go.
So I'm just
Mark
using
Judge, again,
memories of when
he gave her the cold shoulder.
License.
She can't quite remember the date. Maybe it's the late 80s, maybe it's the mid 80s. Not sure what house it was. I don't know how I got home or how I got there. I'm assuming that I was swimming is how I got there, but let's destroy man's life. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours. to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Supermail Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Supermail Vitality. So I want you to experience Supermail Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Supermail in you. Supermail Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars' Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, it could be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Store X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're told because of the seriousness of the charges, she must be believed. Not because of the seriousness of the charges, she must be heard, but not believed. If she doesn't have any witnesses to back her up, if she can't remember the details, if, as Zero Hedge points out, although the circus is over, we saw a calm, credible, well-coached Ford. Well, I would say she was credible simply because the person asking the question for the Republicans was so inept. Absolutely inept, and I said it at the time it was happening. It was the Democrats who gave her credibility. It was the Republican who, the Republican council, because they were all afraid to ask her any questions. They pitched off to a woman who also would not ask any questions, draw any conclusions, point out any contradictions. And so we talk about the seriousness of the charges. Let me ask you this. If somebody is accused of murder, is that a serious crime that you're accused of? Yes. Are you entitled to have a presumption of innocence on that? charge? Or is it because the charge is so serious that you just need to shut up and take the punishment? I'm accusing you of murder, so shut up. You don't get a presumption of innocence. That's essentially what the Democrats are saying here. And, of course, we've heard this from Lindsey Graham in the past when he was talking about terrorism and the fact that we're going to shut down due process for you and I, not for somebody who is a Washington friend, an insider. That's when he gets upset about it. And when he rightfully says, you want power so much that you'll do anything to get it, and I sure hope you never get it. I'm going to do everything to make sure you don't get that power. Well, that's good. And I feel that way when I hear Lindsey Graham say, terrorism, shut up. You don't get a lawyer. Remember when he said that about the NDAA and all these other things? You don't get a lawyer. You know, rendition these people out somewhere and torture them. Shut up. You don't get a lawyer. Well, what goes around comes around, doesn't it, Lindsey? I don't want to see people like Lindsey Graham having power either, but the Democrats are even worse, unfortunately, in what they're doing here in this show trial. So we look at a calm and well-coached Ford who says that she's still traumatized, so much that she has to have two doors and can't fly. Yes, she flies all the time. All the time. To long distances. To Tahiti. Multiple times to Hawaii. Let me tell you, you know, that's a long flight if you've never made that flight. I've never gone to Hawaii, but I have gone to New Zealand. That is a claustrophobic experience. I mean, if you've got claustrophobia, forget about taking the kinds of trips that she takes to Tahiti and so forth. So she was calm and well-coached. Yes, she was. And covered by the Democrats to give her credibility. And then you got Kavanaugh, who choked back tears and anger at what the left had put him and his family through. We've got the Senate is going to be voting in 2 hours, and I've just been notified that Ted Cruz is speaking. Let's hear what Ted Cruz has to say about this. Let's go to join the committee hearings live.
And he mentioned he may never coach again. That's a very real possible consequence of the mudslinging and irresponsible behavior of the last 2 weeks. It may well be in this tribalized, partisan, divided world that the parents of the other girls say, no, we don't want him as a coach anymore. Our words and actions have consequences. That being said, even though this is a divided time, even though this is a partisan time, I have faith in the American people. I have faith in the American people that we want to be fair-minded. We want to actually assess the facts. We want to actually assess what happens. I think it's important that once these allegations became public, that Dr. Ford was given a full and fair opportunity to tell her story. I emphatically urged my colleagues that was the right thing to do, to give her the opportunity to testify in public, and that it was important that when she testify, she be given an environment that was fair, that was respectful, that she not be demeaned, that she not be attacked, and she wasn't. That was the right thing to do. The committee, once this had been forced to the front pages of the paper, the right thing to do was give her a public forum and a full public forum to tell her story. But the right thing also requires, and we saw yesterday Judge Kavanaugh being given a full and fair opportunity to defend himself. The American people watched that testimony. And you come away with a number of conclusions. Number one, it is clear their testimony is in direct conflict. What they said is directly conflicting. Judge Kavanaugh categorically and unequivocally denied the allegations. So the question is, how do you resolve that discrepancy? How does this committee, how does the United States Senate, how do the American people resolve the discrepancies when you have two witnesses that testify to things diametrically opposed? Well, the only way I know to do, and this is how a court of law operates, this is how most reasonable people operate, is when you have conflicting testimony, you look to, well, what does the rest of the evidence demonstrate? What other evidence is there, and what does the evidence demonstrate?
There is no other evidence. She doesn't have any witnesses.
Dr. Ford named three fact witnesses who she says were there and could corroborate her story. None of the three corroborates her story. Not only do they not corroborate her story, all three of the named fact witnesses explicitly refuted her story. And they did so under penalty of perjury. They didn't do so lightly. They didn't just say it. They did so in a context that under the United States Code, they can face up to 5 years in prison if they lied to this committee. So every single fact witness that Dr. Ford named has explicitly disputed her allegations. Now, one of those fact witnesses was Mr. Judge. We've heard a lot of discussions about Mr. Judge. A lot of my colleagues saying, why didn't we hear testimony from Mr. Judge? Well, Mr. Judge refused to talk to the committee. He submitted a statement under penalty of perjury, under penalty of felony, but he refused to be interviewed by investigators. It's not complicated to understand why.
Now, let's hold it right public there, because record I want indicates you to hear what Chrissy Ford said yesterday. And again, as you just heard Ted Cruz lay it out, he says, how does this operate in a court of law? What do we do when we have a he said, she said? We've got two mutually. Well, we look at other evidence. What other evidence is there? Well, she can't really remember details about things. There's no explanation for how she got there, got home, so forth. No, she didn't tell anybody. She says there were three other people there. They all explicitly deny this. And when this was brought up to her attention, that her lifelong friend said, not only was I never at a party with Brett Kavanaugh, I never saw the two of them together and so forth. I don't know what she's talking about. I have no recollection of this at all. And so Rachel Mitchell called her on that and said, you know, why would she say that? She said, well, my friend Leyland has significant health challenges, and I'm happy that she's focusing on herself and getting the health treatment that she needs. In other words, she's sick. She doesn't have a steel trap memory like I do. I can remember all these details. Well, actually, she can't remember those details. She said she let me know that she wished that she needed her lawyer to take care of this for her. She texted me right after with an apology and with good wishes. Let me translate that for you. Her friend Leyland is essentially saying to her, sorry, my lawyer says I can't commit perjury and risk a 5-year jail sentence for you to support your story. I hope we're still friends. Because she's not going to commit perjury for her friend. She says, I don't expect that these other people would remember this evening. It was a very unremarkable thing. Yeah, it was very unremarkable. Her recollection of this is very unremarkable, and she doesn't remember too much of it herself. And nobody that she has as supporting evidence, there's absolutely nothing to support any of this. Let's play a clip where she continues to talk about her friend Leyland as if Leyland agrees with all of this. Here's the clip from yesterday.
And then in your polygraph statement, you say there were four boys and two girls. When you say two girls, was that you and another, or was that two other girls?
That was me and one other girl.
And that other girl's name?
Leyland.
Leyland Kaiser now?
Correct.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I just realized that I said something that was inaccurate. I said I hadn't spoken with anyone from the party since that. I've spoken with Leyland.
Okay. Thank you for correcting that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, okay. So she spoke to Leyland. She also saw a judge from that party. And, she was, I was surprised. He kind of gave me a cold shoulder a couple of weeks after this alleged incident where he was part of an attempted sexual assault. And, of course, yeah, I've spoken to Leyland. She's sick. She's kind of upset that she can't support me and all this. But her lawyer advised her, better not commit perjury for this. All right. That's it for the broadcast today. Thanks for joining us. I'll be on with Alex a little bit in this next hour, so stay tuned. Alex Jones is coming up.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know
from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.